Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. And before I say anything else to my dolls, I want to say Merry Christmas. We're a couple days away from Christmas. I know you guys are busy. You're out getting your last minute shopping done. You're doing some wrapping. You're running to the post office. I'm not mad at you. So we're going to have a short show tonight, but hopefully what you'll find some very useful information. This is your girl, Kat. Welcome to the show. So tonight's topic is when a man says he's not ready for commitment, do you stay or do you go? I had lunch with a group of friends that I hadn't seen in a long time, just a few days ago, and I asked them this very question. When a man says he's not ready for commitment, do you stay or do you go? Everyone at the table answered with a resounding go. Okay, so ladies, listen. You met a guy, everything you thought you wanted in a man. He is fun, he's funny, you have great conversations, you love spending time with him. But he's not ready to commit. In his mind, you guys are just friends and you are what they call kicking it. What do you do in that situation? Now, some of you will say, you know, I'll spend more time. I'll show him the me, and I'm going to, you know, show him what a good woman I am. Boo-boo, no, no, no. Don't waste your time. Time is the most precious commodity that any of us have. It's more important than your money. It's more important than the car you drive, where you live, the kind of job you have. Time is something you cannot replace. So we need to spend it wisely. That includes in your relationships. So if you're with a man and he feels like you're just kicking it, I'm not telling you to not hang out with him. I'm not telling you not to converse with him, not to have fun. You continue to do that, but know this, that's not your man. He is a friend. And if you know men like I know men, you do not treat your man the same way you treat your friends and vice versa. You do not treat your friends like he's your man. I hope you catch what I'm saying. There are conversations that you have with your man that you do not have with your friends. That's not a way to entice him, to change his mind, to make him want to be your man. He is your friend. Point blank. Period. A man is not your man until he claims you. Okay? Let's be clear on that. He's not your man until he claims you. You don't claim him. This is my man. He has to come claim you. He has to come get what he wants. Men have no problem going after what it is that they want. They see something, they want it, they're on it. They're hunters. They go after the prey. You have never seen, if you've ever gone hunting, if you've ever seen video of somebody hunting, if you ever watch hunting in a movie, you don't see the deer going after the hunter, do you? You are the doe. You are the deer. Let him hunt you. Let him seek you out. Let him find you. Let him place a target on you and let him go after it. And if you really know, like I know, you'll let him shoot and miss a few times before he actually catches you, because that's going to make him want you even more. Ladies, know your worth. Value who you are. You're not low-hanging fruit. Have you all ever been around an apple tree or an orange tree? Or I'm going to tell you a fruit that's really hard to pull off a tree, and that's a grapefruit. If you ever try to pull a grapefruit off, that's a two-handed push your back into it type of deal. That grapefruit ain't letting go. So what you have to do, you have to be like that piece of fruit on that tree. You hold on to that tree because that's where you get your life, your nourishment. You hold on to that tree and make him work for it. If he's the kind of guy that doesn't want to put in the work, all he wants to do is come and pick up the fruit that's falling on the ground. You do realize by the time the fruit hits the ground, it's rotten, right? If that's only effort he's willing to put in, he's not the kind of man you want anyway. You're not a low-hanging piece of fruit. You're that good stuff at the top of the tree that he's got to climb up, fall off a couple branches, put some effort into getting to. Because anything that you have to put for the effort and the determination to get, you're going to put forth that same type of effort and determination into keeping. That would be the kind of man that you want in your life. Men show you exactly who they are. They show you what they're about. They show you what it takes to get them and what it takes to keep them. Don't make it so easy for them. Don't make it so that if he says, you know what, I like this, I like that, I like this. You take mental note, right? If a man tells you he likes peach pie, then you need to learn how to bake a peach pie and make one at some point, but not in the very beginning. When he commits, that's when you commit. If a man tells you he likes sports, you have options, baby. Bone up on your sports, or know that during his favorite season, when his favorite team is playing, he is going to be unavailable for a few hours. Find something else to do. Okay? But if a man says he is not willing to commit, regardless of how many meals you cook him, regardless of how many Victoria's Secret outfits you put on, you are not going to change his mind. It's not for a man to play hard to get. You're the one. That's the dough in this situation. All right? You guys taking in what I'm saying? I hope you're taking notes because a whole lot of y'all messing up right now. You need to change it around. You need to know your worth. You need to make sure that you are being pursued because in the end, you're the prize. You may want a man. You don't need one. Trust me. You may want a man. You may desire to have a man in your life. But what you really want is a man that wants to be there. So, know your worth. Dolls, don't let a man treat you like an option. If a man tells you he got options, he has all these women chasing after him, and he can have this, he can have that, do not waste your time, okay? And don't let him waste your time. You're not an option. You're somebody's choice. You're the reason somebody makes it home on time. You're the reason somebody can't wait to wake up in the morning and come and spend time with you or just to talk to you. You stay on that man's mind all the time, the kind of person you are. You're not a hit it and quit it. You're not a, well, I'm not doing anything else. You deserve a man's full attention. You deserve his effort. And most importantly, you deserve his attention. And you deserve his commitment. If a man tells you, I'm working three jobs, I got five kids, I got four baby mamas, boo, no. That's a friend that you send a text message to every now and then. Hey, how are you? And keep it moving. Because that's a man that doesn't know how to commit. Know your worth. Know that you're worth being committed to. You're worth somebody claiming you. I want you to stop what you're doing, look in the mirror, and say, damn, I look good. I am beautiful. I am worthy, and the right man's going to see that. It's that simple. If you want him to believe it, then you have to believe it. But you can't change a man's mind. You can't, if he tells you he does not want to commit, you can't love him into changing his mind. You can't be everything that this man told you he wants you to be and think he's suddenly going to commit to me. I listen to women who have been dating the same man 5, 6, 7, 10 years and no commitment. Boo, you're wasting your time. I listen to women who they're the side chick and will sit and tell me all the things that his wife is doing wrong. I guarantee you they have not met that wife. They have not had a conversation with that wife. They're going on what this man told you. Do you really think he's going to tell you the truth? Come on now, you're smarter than that. If a man is not happy at home, he's not going to stay there. There is not a man of mine that's going to stay somewhere he does not want to be. There is not a man alive that's going to stay somewhere where he is uncomfortable. That woman doesn't have low jack on him. She doesn't have ball and chain on him. He goes home to her every day, okay? You're just temporary enjoyment. You're temporary entertainment, but she's the one he's committed to. Now, they'll say, well, I'm just here for the kids. That's a lie. I'm just here because financially we can't be apart. That is a lie. Baby girl, don't fall for the fallacy. You're smarter than that. You're worth more than that. Just like you would not give your social security number to a stranger, you would not give your ATM card and a PIN to a stranger. You would not hand the stranger the keys to your home. Why are you sharing your body with people you don't know? A whole lot of people are having children with people they don't really know. Stop it. Commitment before you really share your heart with a man. And don't tell me a heart wants what a heart wants, because your mind has a whole lot to say about it. Take your time. Figure out you. Sit down. Make a list. This is what I want from a man. This is the type of relationship I need. This is what I need a man to do for me. But on that list, you also need to put, what is it that you bring to the table? What do you have to offer this man? If the perfect man were to walk into your life right now, what do you have to offer him? And if at the top of your list is good sex, then you need to sit down and think about it some more. Because a whole lot of women could do that. What makes you unique? What makes you special? Those are the things that he needs to know. How do you enhance his life? What can you do for him that another woman can't? Not the way you do. You got to get real. You got to be real with yourself so you can be real with him. When you learn how to do that, that's when you're going to get the commitment that you're looking for. I guarantee it. But you got to ask the hard questions. We also had a conversation about questions. I was talking to a fella recently, and he said, men don't like to be asked questions. But that's not true. Men who have something to hide, men who are dishonest, don't like questions. a man who's ready, willing, and interested in committing to you doesn't mind the questions because he wants you to learn about him, just like he wants to learn about you. So come up with a list of questions or things that you want to know about your potential partner. Find out, what's his game plan? What's his 6-month strategy? What's his 2-year strategy? What's his 10-year strategy? Does he own a home? If not, what is he doing to get to home ownership? Ask the questions. There's nothing wrong with it. These are things that you need to know. What does he feel about commitment? Ask him, what does a relationship look like in his eyes? Too many of us are afraid to ask questions, but these are the questions that really will save your life and make things a whole lot easier. Ask yourself all these questions that you want to know from him. Sit down and ask yourself, just like you were asking a stranger. And don't give it too much thought, because you're not thinking of what's the right answer, right way to answer. But you got to answer from your heart. What are the true answers? What's real? Don't look for the man that everybody tells you you should have. You know, he's got to look like Morris Chestnut. He's got to be tall and have a body and swag like Morris Kojo. He's got to talk like Denzel Washington. Girl, stop. What does your heart want? What does your heart need? Get beyond the superficial and let's get real. What is it that puts a smile on your face? What is it that makes your heart skip a beat about a man that's so sexy, the minute you lay eyes on him, you say, And years later, you look at that man and you get the same feeling every time you see him. What is it? See, he can't get to know you till you get to know you. So you got to figure it out. I need you to be committed to yourself so that man has no problem committing to you. And when you learn how to commit to yourself, you'll have no problem committing to the right man. But first, before you can get to your treasure, trash out the way. Get rid of all the in the meantime. Get rid of all the, well, I'm just spending time with him until the right one come along. The right one can't come along if you're occupied. It's time to clean house, boo. It's time to take out the trash. It's time to stop sleeping with your friends, with all that madness behind you. It's time to stop listening to your girlfriends. It's time to stop listening to your aunties and everybody else telling you what you should have, and find what works for you. Get inside your own head. You got to figure it out. And you got to be open and you have to be honest. It's not a problem to meet a man, love his company, give him your number, have some conversations, go out on a date, and you know what? It's okay. I'm enjoying him, but I can't see this going anywhere. Be honest. You don't have to say, well, I'm going to try it a couple more times. Girl, you know you're not interested in him. Let it go. That's okay. Also okay to meet a man, enjoy his company, want to see him again, but he's not asking. That's okay because he realized this is not going anywhere. And let's address that for a second. A lot of times you're going to meet men who they're just not feeling it. That has nothing to do with you're not good enough, you're not pretty enough, you're not sexy enough. He knows that he can't be what you need. He can't give you what you need. He knows that you deserve better. So he's not wasting his time or yours. Those are the men you say thank you to, and you keep it moving. Okay? So we're talking about knowing your worth. We're talking about knowing your heart. We're talking about knowing who you are. And we're talking about knowing what you bring to the table. And make it clear. This is who I am. This is what I'm about. This is what I do. This is what I don't do. And don't let them change your mind. I have met plenty of men who I say, this is what I'm about. This is what I don't do. I don't sleep with my friends. And they immediately, oh, you say that now. No, no, boo boo. I know me. You're not going to change my mind. You're not going to talk me into something I'm not. You need to be unique. So many women today are common. You need to be unique. You're that top shelf chick. You're not on tap, okay? Top shelf all the way. The best of the best. I don't care what Sudi Q over here looks like. I don't care what Becky is talking about. It has nothing to do with your physical. It's your heart that he's after. It should be his heart that you're after. The right one is out there, but they're waiting for you to get yourself together. So work it out. So, I told y'all, this is going to be a short show today. We got things to do. Holidays are coming up. I want each and every one of you to have an absolutely fantastic Christmas. Spread the love, and I'm not talking about buying gifts, and we will have a conversation about trying to buy a man who you can't. Don't. You shouldn't. Stop it. But Christmas is just a couple days away. The gift is in the giving, and you are the greatest gift of all. Give of your heart. Give of your mind. Love those that God has put in your life. He has a purpose for each and every one of them. But most importantly, I want you to love you. Dogs have a very, very, very Merry Christmas. I love you. I'll see you all next week. And then we're going to recap 2015 and get ready for 2016, because 2016 is going to be off the hook. Everybody, Merry Christmas. Love you. Mwah.